get on board. Ride this, nothing on, nothing on this. Everything. Great God, you ought to come along, my friend. You better get aboard and ride. Nothing on, nothing on this. Everything. Well, you know that the gospel train is coming. Lord, it's coming around the bend. You know Jesus said he was coming. Oh, but he didn't. Well, you better get your house in order. I know the Lord is coming again. Well, I tell you that nothing on. Everything. Great God, you ought to come along, my friend. Come on, you better get aboard. Ride this, nothing on, nothing on. Everything, everything to gain. Church, I've been informed that our dear Sister Yvonne West, is in the hospital this morning. She's been there since Friday. And we're going to go into prayer for her. Yes. That the Lord will lift her up from her bed of sickness. Yes. And we want to pray for Brother West and the spirit and families. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we stretch our hands to thee because there's no other help we know, Lord. Lord, if you withdraw yourself from us, oh, whither shall we go? We come this morning because you said in your holy word that men should always pray and not lose heart. You said in your word that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace to help and mercy to help in time of need. Father, there's a time of need in the West House. And Father, even though our sister was stricken with illness, we know you are able to heal her body. So Father, I thank you this morning for things being with her as well as they are. But Father, we ask in Jesus' name for a steady, continual, and complete improvement in her condition. We asking you to guide the doctors, those medical practitioners who are ministering to her condition, that you will guide them and show them what needs to be done. And that they do it in a speedy, careful, and expeditious way. I pray this morning for Brother West, Brother Marcus West. You comfort his heart. Strengthen him, Lord. And we're encouraged by his presence today. We're encouraged by him bringing his children today. And we ask you to just bless him in a special way. Bless the children in a special way. Amen. And Father, we pray for our Sister Spirit and her mother, Amen. Brother Spirit and her father. You comfort their hearts and strengthen them and give them those things, Lord, you know they stand in need of. And Father, we're going to thank you in advance for the blessing we know you're going to send to our dear sister. And Father, just bless this church and help us to grow in grace, in number, in all the dimensions that we need to grow, that we might magnify and glorify your name. And Lord, we'll be so careful to give you the thanks and the praise for all that you do. Amen. The word of God is not like the shifting quicksand of scientific modern theology. But the word of God is a solid rock. And we all need in our lives the self-proving power of the word of God. Because God's word never comes back to him void. He said in his word, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. We believe in the power of God's word because God's word will never pass away. God's word will never pass away. It makes no difference what the people say. God's word will never pass away. All flesh is as grass, but God's word will never, ever pass away. Amen. If you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention to the gospel according to Matthew. The 4th chapter. And I want to read in your hearing the first 7 verses. Matthew chapter 4. Let us consider the first 4 verses. Certainly happy to have those who are visiting with us today. I want to let you know we're honored by your presence. You are indeed our honored guest today. If you have that, say amen. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written that he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou should dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Using that reading, I want to talk for a little while from the subject, if you are who you say you are. If you are who you say you are. Now in the New Testament, we have the authoritative information on the temptation of Christ. It's recorded for our education, for our information, and for our edification. We can learn a lot about temptation that we encounter, that we face, when we look at how Jesus handled his own temptation. It's interesting that Brother Wyatt read so beautifully that in the 3rd chapter of Matthew's gospel, when Jesus was baptized, there were identity issues. Because as he was baptized in the Jordan River, the heavens opened, the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove, and a voice from heaven said, this is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Well, Jesus comes up out of the Jordan River dripping from the waters of baptism, and he moves into the fourth chapter. And he's driven or led into the wilderness by the Spirit of God. And now the devil says to him, if you are the Son of God. God the Father said, this is my beloved Son. The devil says, if you are the Son of God. You know, and all of us have a third and fourth chapter in our lives. In the third chapter of your life, God is telling you who you are. In the fourth chapter of your life, the devil is questioning your identity. Let me say to you this morning that God does not need an introduction to us. We don't need to introduce ourselves to the Lord. We don't have to come and say, Lord, I'd like to introduce myself to you, because the Lord knows all about us. In fact, the Bible says that the God, that the Lord has the very hairs of our head number. Amen. He knows all about us. Nobody has to give God insights or a course on who we are, because he knows who we are. In fact, if anything is needed, we need an introduction to God. And God is the creator of the world. He can't lie. He always tells us the truth. And the appropriate response for the fact that God always tells us the truth is we should trust in God with all of our hearts. Now, somebody who always tells you the truth, you can believe him. Somebody who always tells you the truth, you can trust him. But also, we don't need an introduction to the devil, because he knows all about us as well. He has evaluated us just as he evaluated Job in the book of Job. And he's always trying to question our identity. And he'll say to you, if you are who you say you are. You'll sometimes battle with that. Am I really who I say I am? Or who is this masked man? Who is this masked woman? Amen. Well, the Bible lets us know, it tells us about the devil. Satan literally means adversary or opponent. Devil is from the Greek word diabolos, and it means slanderer. The devil slanders people. He's called the God of this world. He's called the prince of the power of the air. He continually lies. He's very good at telling lies. He's a master at telling lies. He started the lying from the very beginning, and he's still lying. Amen. And he is so skillful in lying. The Bible says that the devil has deceived the whole world. He misled the whole world. So this morning, I want us to really think about identity. Because a lot of people are still trying to figure out who they are. A lot of confusion in this world. So I want you to see two things. Number one, I want you to see if you are the Son of God. And number two, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Amen. Well, when we look at if you are the Son of God, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus of Nazareth? Well, in Caesarea Philippi, there was a question about his identity. They said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? There were many and varied answers. Some said he was John the Baptist. Some said he was Jeremiah. Some said he was Elijah. One said he's one of the prophets of old. But then Jesus didn't allow the interrogation to stop there. He asked them then, who do you say that I am? And Peter, of course, answered, thou art the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. On the Damascus Road, a man by the name of Saul of Tarsus was on his way to wreak havoc on the church. And a light brighter than the midday sun blinded him. And out of his mouth came the question, who art thou, Lord? And Jesus responded, I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. You know, all of us have to evaluate and reach a conclusion about who do you say Christ is? What's your thinking about Jesus Christ? Who is it to you? He said in the Gospels, who is Christ? Whose son is? What do you think of Christ personally? You're living in 2014. You work at a certain place. You live at a certain residence. But what do you think about Christ? Amen. When you go to the third chapter, there's an affirmation, and he deals with if. If is a word, grammatically, it's in what is called the subjunctive mood. And that means that it is a mood or a tense that expresses possibilities, it expresses wishes, and it expresses doubt. If. Well, if you come, I'll give you $10. Or if you come, I'll give you $100. Can y'all see that? Well, if denotes possibilities. For example, the Bible says, if we walk in the light, as he's in the light, we have fellowship. It also say, if we continue in his word. So if denotes possibilities. If can denote doubts. Amen. Notice God says, you are my son, in whom I am well pleased. The devil understands psychology, y'all. He's subtle, he's crafty, he's cunning, he's relentless. And he's always dealing with who we are. Am I living up to who I said? If you are who you say you are. Somebody said, it ain't what you call me, it's what I answer to. Who are you? He said, if you are the Son of God, then take this action. If you're the Son of God, then prove it by turning these stones into bread. If you are. Notice how subtle that is. He didn't say, since you are. He said, if you are. Can y'all see that? Not since you are the Son of God. Because the devil knows to make it, you got to have faith. Amen. But the devil deals in doubt. All of us face doubt. But if your doubts ever become your faith, if you believe your doubts become your faith. Amen. He said, if you are, not since you are, if you are the Son of God, then turn these stones. And what the devil wants us to do is take action based on a false concept of who we are. A lot of young guys don't know who they are, trying to figure out who they are. I'm going to smoke weed. I'm gonna gang bang. I'm going to do this, that, and the other. Trying to figure out who you is. I mean, who you are. If you are, not since you are, if you are the Son of God, then take this action. jump off the pinnacle of this temple, because it's written in scripture that if you do, he will give his angels charge concerning you, lest at any time you should dash your foot against a stone. If you are who you say you are, then turn these stones. He came to Christ in the midst of, and sometimes he come to you when you're going through a crisis. Right now, maybe somebody in here this morning going through a tough time in your life, and he's got you questioning who you are. If you are, if I'm a child of God, why am I going through this? If I'm a child of God, why is this happening to me? I look at other folks and they seem to be doing just fine. But if you are who you say you are, then turn these stones into bread. If you are who you say you are, then jump down from the pinnacle, the highest point of the temple, and let the angels come and rescue you. Now, Jesus had a consciousness of who he was and what his mission was in the world. How many of us today know who we are and what we're here to do? You got to know who you are. But let me tell you this. You can't know what you need to do if you don't know who you are. Let me give you some illustrations. If you are a leader, you're supposed to lead. Huh? Don't be like the men one day. There were some folks sitting out on the porch one day, and a bunch of folks came by. About 10 or 15 folks came by. And about 10 minutes later, here came two guys, and they asked the guy sitting on the porch. He said, "Did you see some folks come by here?" They said, "Yeah." He said, "Which way did they go?" "We their leaders." Some of y'all going to get that late, but. Well, if you're the leader, you're supposed to be leading. That's right, Earl. In front. Is that right? If you are a teacher, you're supposed to teach. Is that right? If you are a writer, you're supposed to write. If you are a husband, you got the husband. If you are a wife, you got to understand. You got to understand what you're supposed to do. If you are a politician, you are to politic. Don't be surprised when politicians politic. That's what they do. If you are a player, now I don't mean player in the sense y'all. Some of y'all thinking about it. Somebody else said, "I need to turn in my players, Scott." I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about a basketball player, football player, baseball player. Amen? Tennis player. If you know who you are, then you know what you're supposed to do. If you are a Christian, if you are who you say you are, then you, number one, you belong to Christ, and number two, you follow Christ. If you are who you say you are. Amen? Well, Jesus knew what his mission was, Brother Sperling. He was conscious of his mission. What was his mission? He came into the world to save the world. But watch this. But in order for him to do that, he had to get people to believe in him. And in order to get people to believe in him, he had to prove He was the Son of God. And one of the clearest proofs he gives, don't miss this, that he's the Son of God, he was raised from the dead. But the temptations of Christ are also proof that he is the Son of God. Now watch this. The devil tempted him in three ways. All three of these ways begin with an I. Number one, he tempted him to independence. If you're a Christian, you can't be independent. He said, if you are the Son of God, do what? Take matters into your own hand. Turn these stones into bread. If you're a Christian, you're supposed to wait on God and depend on God. God makes a promise to you that he's going to take care of you. If you are who you say you are, then you cannot live independent of God. The second temptation involved indulgence. He said, cast yourself down from the temple. And sometimes we are tempted to indulge, do things we shouldn't do. And that's why you got to remind you, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Who am I? You might be tempted to cuss somebody out. And then you say, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Who am I? And you don't hold up, you pull up. Is that right? And the third temptation he tempted Christ was idolatry. Fall down and worship me and I'll give you. Anytime you put anything before God, that's a form of idolatry. And God said, thou shalt have nothing before me. Anytime we put anything before God, that is a form of idolatry. So if I'm who I say I am, if Jesus, remember in John chapter 3, Matthew 3, this is my what? Beloved Son in whom I'm. Well, please, Matthew chapter 4, if you are who you say you are. Amen? Now, here's the final point. Final point is, I am what I am by the grace of God. How many can say amen to that? I am what I am by the... We're living in a world today where there's a lot of confusion. We live in a world where people don't mind stealing other people's identity. That ever happened to you? I hope it never happens to you. But you know, there are some folks in this world who will say they are you and they are not. Amen. The world is so corrupt and evil. You got people who will say that they are someone they know they are not. Take your credit card and spend it like money going out of style. Like Sherman went through Atlanta. And then there is gender confusion. People say, I'm a man born in a woman's body. Hello, somebody got to say this, y'all. I'm a woman born in a... And they talking about the transgender disorder. If you are who you say you are, but let me tell you something. Never let the devil tell you who you are. Does that make sense? Never. Whenever the devil try to get in your ear and tell you who you are, you tell him to get behind me, Satan. Amen. Because he wants us to take action based on a false concept of who I am. Am I a Christian? Quiet in here, Jesus. If I am who I am, if you work for a certain company, are you expected to be there at a certain time? If you say you are an employee of Company X, 1946 to about 1969, if I have the figures right, it's called the baby boom generation. And then you have Generation X. That's the Johnny come lately folks. Y'all all right? And the reason they call it the baby boom generation, because before there had never been that amount of births before that period of time. And after that period of time, the birth rate declined. So the question is, and whether you know it or not, the baby boomers produced the internet, SUVs. The baby boomers are a powerful generation. Yeah, me and her are part of that generation. Yeah. And I think Precious is too. The rest of y'all, Generation X. But you're all right with me. Generation X is all right with me. Amen. But if you are who you say you are, then there are certain activity I've got. If I say I'm a child of God, I can't be behaving like a child of the devil. Now, dealing with other folks is one thing, but dealing with yourself is a whole different ball game. Amen. Now let me tell you something about self. Here's what modern psychology says about self. There's three affirmations. Listen to these. Number one, it says know yourself. Number two, it says express yourself. Number three, it says accept yourself. That's modern psychology. Now here are three commands based on the Bible about self. Number one, it says examine yourself. Number two, it says deny yourself. Number three, it says save yourself. Amen? Because if anybody save you, guess what? You're going to have to do it. Did you hear that? If anybody save your soul, who got to do it? You got to save your own soul, is that right? You got to accept Christ as your personal savior. Now watch this. Now, in dealing with self, there are three levels of self. Let me run through this quickly. There's self self-ideal, self-image, and self-esteem. Now when you deal with yourself, if I am who I say I am, I gotta deal with self-idea. I'm gonna come back and talk about those. Self-image and self-esteem. Self-idea is the person or the people I would like to be like. How many have some people in your life you would like to be like? You admire. Are there any people in your thinking in your life you would like to be like? You admire. You look up to. Anybody like that in your life? Self-image is the way you see yourself, how you look at you. Everybody got a self-image of how I see myself. Self-esteem is the value, the worth that I place on myself. Now, when you deal with yourself, you got to deal with those three things. Self, ideal, the people you what? Look up to. Self-image, how I. So you got to see yourself as faithful before you can be faithful. Amen? And self-esteem comes out of whether my actions are consistent with how I see myself. Now watch this. Watch this. I got some good news for you. I don't care how messed up your life might be or how dysfunctional it might be. I got some good news for you. You can change self. The Bible says what? Be ye transformed. How? By the what? Renewing of your mind. So what God does, when God saves me, he changes myself. I'm a new what? Creature. Where? In? Right? Can't you change? Can you change? Can anybody change in his morning? Y'all scared to say that? Can you change, Sister Latoya? She said, amen. She said, absolutely. Now, when God changes me, first of all, watch this. He changes my self-idea. He changes the people I look up to. Instead of looking up to John Dillinger and Al Capone, at the top of my list is Jesus Christ. How many want to be like Christ? At the top of my, the person I should admire the most is Christ. Does that make sense? A lot of people I admire, I see qualities in their life I like to have in my life. Can't you say amen to that? That you see some people doing certain things you like to do. That's what's called the self-idea. And then when God does, he changes your self-image. He changes the way, because a lot of us need a makeover. Some people think more highly of themselves than they. So if you think too high, that's a problem. If you think you all that in six bags of chips, that's a problem. Amen. On the other hand, if you think too lowly of yourself, if you have an inferiority complex, and let me tell you something. If you got an inferiority complex, anytime somebody succeeds, you get mad. Anytime somebody is successful, you feel like you've been injured. Are y'all listening to this? I asked the question, if you are who you say you are. Grasshopper complex. That was self-image. We saw giants in the land west, and we were grasshoppers in their sight, and we was grasshoppers in. You see, God has so constructed us. Let me tell you something. All of us act consistently with the picture we have of ourselves in our minds. If you never see yourself with money, you're going to figure out a way to stay broke. If you get some money, you're going to mess it up. If you never see yourself as being healthy, you're going to figure out a way to stay sick. Huh? Well, I was on a diet, child. I couldn't do it. If you see yourself as a loser, you're going to find a way to conform to that picture of how you see yourself. This is why God changes your self-image. And then he changes your self-esteem. You see, because God is in the business of making new people. How many can say, I'm better since I started walking with the Lord? I'm better since I let the Lord direct me. I feel better about myself. I'm making better choices. I'm getting better results. Amen. I was living a negative and defeated life. I said, if you are who you say you are. That's what he told the Son of God. If you not since you are, but if you are. The devil is cunning. And I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to quit. He has a plan in place to get me involved in sin, keep sinning all my life till I die. I mean, you're living in sin right now, and you ain't going to change. I'm going to keep sinning because that's your self-image. You see yourself as a sinner. I can't stop what I'm doing. Amen. I get drunk every Friday. I can't help it. Hello? Well, why you can't help it? Because that's how I see myself. If you are who you. But on the other hand, Christ wants to save us and keep us saved all the days of our lives. And when the day we leave this planet, we can go and live with him in heaven. But you got to see that. So in conclusion, here's what God does. Let God tell you who you are. Do you believe God will tell you who you are? Long time black folk were told they were ignorant. You weren't smart. Black folks had tails. Hello? And then after a while, James Brown came along and said, I'm black. Because I remember back in the day, if you called me black, I'd fight you. Y'all don't remember that? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. And you better not call me a black N-word. Come on, y'all. Amen? That was a time and all the sister girls straighten their hair. Y'all all right? But then your image changed. And you started to wear it natural. And you start to saying, natural is beautiful. The time you was not proud of your lips, said they was too big. And now they trying to get lips like you. What happened? The image changed. I remember Cupcake. I would be ashamed to wear holes in my jeans. And now, they buy them like that. And wear them like that. I can't understand that. Best person, he still don't. But it's a new day, Lance. People's what? Image has changed. So let God tell you who you are. If you are who you say. If you're a father, you got to act like. Your leader, you got to act like a leader. If you're a friend, you got to what? Act like a friend. Why? Watch how God tell you who you are. Y'all ready for this? Watch how God tell you who you are. First of all, he says, you are a new creation. Ain't that beautiful? If any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. All things are what? Passed away. Behold, what? All things. Somebody new, ain't it? Somebody a new car, ain't it? Man, you be smelling that new car smell. Somebody a new house, ain't it? Somebody a new dress, ain't it, ladies? Somebody a new suit, brothers? Somebody a new shoes? Somebody a new do? Somebody a new cut? Something about new, ain't it? And then God says, you are a royal priesthood. Look how he talked to you. You are a holy nation. You are a peculiar people. You are the light of the world. You are a city set on a hill. You are the salt of the earth. If you are what you say you are, if you say you are light, won't you act like a light? If you say you are salt, you gotta what? Act like salt. If you say you are a city set on a hill, you gotta do what? You gotta act like it. If you say you are a man, you gotta act like a man. Is that right? If you say you weak, you're going to act like you weak. If you say you're a loser, you're going to act like you're a loser. You say you're on your way to heaven? How many say you're on your way to heaven? You sure about it? If you are who you say you are. All right? Just something about God. Don't let the devil tell you who you are. Let God do what? So in conclusion, remember the third chapter of your life, and that is, let God tell you who you are. How many glad to let God tell you who you are? Aren't you glad God told you who you are? For a long time, they didn't want you to know who you were. They didn't want you to know your history, is that right? Because they know there's power in knowing who you are. And I'm glad this morning, Sandra, that God tells me who I am. And that's why he says in the book of Psalms, the Lord has been my dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, even thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from what? Everlasting to everlasting what? Thou art God. And if I just wait on God, not only will he help me to renew my strength, y'all, he will help me to know who I am. Is that right? That's why I like the song, Sabrina, that we sang in the church, just as I am, without one plea, because your blood was shed for me. Is that all right? Well, let me tell you something. You can come just as I am, but you can't stay just as I am. Is that all right? Because God wants a change, a wonderful change to do what? To come over you. Is that right? Oh, can't you see Jesus, Brother Bailey? He's in the Jordan River, and the heavens open up and saying, you are my beloved son and whom I'm well pleased. But then you go to chapter 4. You see the devil saying, if you are the son of God. Is that all right? But I'm so glad today that Jesus not only is the way, but he shows me the way. Is that all right? And he tells me that man does not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that does what? Proceed out of the mouth of God. Is that all right? It's just something about the word. The word is like a seed that germinates. The word is like a sword, Wes, that penetrates. The word is like a hammer that obliterates. The word is like a light that illuminates. The word is like water that invigorates. The word is like bread that stimulates. Is that all right? Give me the word. And if you give me the word, yeah, I can know who I am. So I ask you this morning, are you who you say you are? That's a deep question, ain't it? If you are, if you are a Christian, you got to act like one. Like, I'll leave you with this. There was a mama, and she had some hard-headed boys. And so finally, one day something happened, and they said, "Mama, mama, mama." She said, "Boy, if you ain't gonna do what I said, take down the sign." Y'all got that? Don't be calling me mama. Like the old Jay said, let me put it away. Don't call me brother if you don't. Thank you, Earl. Can nobody go back but Earl? Don't call me brother if you don't. So if you are who you say, well, let me ask this question. Who do you say you are? Who do you say you are in terms of your spiritual life? Are you living up to? Come on, y'all. Am I talking to you this morning? Am I helping anybody this morning? If you are who you say you are, then you got to live up to who you say you are. Amen? Amen. Listen, like somebody said, don't get married if you don't want to be no husband. Don't get married if you don't want to be a wife. Don't take no job if you don't want to work. Don't get baptized if you don't want to follow Christ. Am I making sense? Don't buy no book, you ain't gonna read it. Hello? Don't get the car, you ain't gonna pay the note. If you are who you say you are, not if you are, since you are, that's the message. Stand on your feet, beloved. God bless you. That's the message. Amen. I hope we help somebody. I hope we help somebody, because you got to know who you are before you can know what you need to do. I want to say it again. You got to know who you are before you know what you need to do. Amen? If you're a child of God and you've been living right, you're a child of God. How in the world you going to continue in sin? You a Christian. And sometime, you know, we may be a child of God, and sometime I may act like the devil. Come on, y'all. But when you do, you ask the Lord to forgive you. And you ask the Lord to help me not to live like that no more. So how you going, if you are a Christian, been saved by the blood of Jesus, if you are who you say you are, how you going to come in here today, know you got issues with you and God and don't straighten it out? Are you who you say you are? Something to think about, isn't it? If you are, since you are, not if you are, since you are Christian, you make sure it's well with your soul. If you're not a Christian, you can become one by hearing the gospel, believing it, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ, and that will make you a child of the King, and that's good news. And the best boost for my self-esteem is to know I'm a child of God. Not that I'm black, not that I'm rich, not that I'm educated. The best boost for my self-esteem is to know I'm a child of the Most High God. That's self-esteem right there. Amen? Amen? Now we can take pride in our accomplishment, but nothing surpasses being a child of God. Amen? That's my biggest boost for my self-esteem. I am somebody in Christ Jesus. Amen. I really love the Lord. Yes, I do. I really love the Lord. Well, you don't know what he's done for me. Oh, I gotta thank you, Jesus. Give me the victory. I love him. I love. I really love the. What about praise?